opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, I mentioned this to you before the show, and we've talked about this artist at various times, a guy named Van Morrison, and I've seen him in concert many times, and I'll never see him again, ever. I'll never see him again live. He just does not emote. However, oh my God, did he just put out an album? They still make albums, right? You know what an album is, right?
I know what an album is, okay. Steiny.
Let me tell you something. This is one of his best works in decades. Album's called Remembering Now. It's incredible. And let me tell you what, and this is why the young generation just doesn't get it. Well, he put out an album. You know how long it is?
How long?
1 hour and 6 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Who does that? None of you young guys.
What are you talking about?
Your albums are 31 minutes, and you call it a day. He made 1 hour and 6 minute piece of music that is unbelievable. 1 hour and 6. You know what that means? See, most of the young artists today, like, they pen a song, and then they pen another one, and they're like, okay, that's 17 minutes. Let's get up to 25. Okay, now we're at 30. Let's put the album out. That's not what he does. He finishes an album when he finishes an album, when he's done with his thoughts. It's usually much longer than 1/2 hour, which means you get more music for the money. That's old school.
Are you done with your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number one, I'm never going to listen to that. but the reason is, Van Morrison's great. The reason is, the last time you suggested that I do something related to Van Morrison, it blew up in my face. I took a girl to go see Van Morrison at the Fox, and you said, well, you know, he's not bad. Dude, he didn't play a single one of his songs. He sang cover for 1 hour. The woman I was with didn't have a good time because all she wanted to hear was one single Van Morrison original song. Set me up for failure. And so, no, I'm sorry. I will not be supporting Van Morrison from here on out. At least his new music. He's incredible. Classics are great. But I'm sorry, dude. I can't do it again. Fool me once.
I'll burn you a CD.
They still do that?
I don't know. We're talking about... Well, we were talking about Van Morrison, but that's over now.
Yeah, he was once great.
God. So we're talking about the state of the Bay Area sports scene right now, and how three teams, the Giants, the Warriors, and the 49ers, haven't made the playoffs in the same year since 1989, and they got a shot at it this year. Warriors have already made the playoffs. Giants look pretty good, And the Niners, if they have a bounce-back year and get to the postseason, will be the first time in over 30 years that all these teams have made the postseason. But we're talking about how it just where the Bay Area is with their pro sports teams, it doesn't feel like we're in an upbeat or good period of time. And yet, we may enjoy three playoff seasons this year from our teams, which we've never had before in a lot of our listeners' lifetimes. But I guess the other thing is, I wonder how many people lump all three teams together like that. In other words, you know, Warriors win a title, nobody really cares if the 49ers that year aren't very good.
No, because I think, at least now, since the teams of Oakland have left, a lot of people just pay attention to these three teams. That's kind of why we're going through the exercise. And it probably most applies to the last like 10 years, really, you know, since the Warriors started winning titles in 2015. That was when the Giants were coming out of their dynasty, and they only made the playoffs twice. The Niners in the last 10 years have made two Super Bowls, lost them both, unfortunately, but they've made four championship games in all four postseason appearances. And then the Warriors, four championships, seven playoff appearances, including last year's or this year's run to the second round. So I do think we're still, maybe it's just because of how great Golden State has been. I think that whichever team is dominant, the other teams kind of get held to that standard.
Mm.
Like the Warriors, I think people were excited about the season considering where it was going, but people were disappointed when Steph got hurt and they lost in the second round. That's because they're still held to a championship standard because they still have title players. I think the Niners, they're just always going to be held to the standard of Montana and Rice and Young and Walsh and they're always going to be. And the Giants are in an interesting place because I think people have finally let go of what happened 10 to 15 years ago, and they're starting to give this team a clean slate, especially under Posey.
Right. I think you're right. I think when you look at, that's the other thing that I think is fascinating here, and you brought this up yesterday. Look at the guys that we have running these teams, or the general manager, the presidents of these teams. So you got Mike Dunleavy with the Warriors. He's essentially in his first or second year. You got Buster Posey with the Giants in his first or second year. And you got John Lynch with the Niners. He's now entering his ninth season. Which one, like if I asked Bay Area fans, you know, which one of those three GMs do you have the most trust in? Which one of those, you know, leaders of a franchise do you give the best shot to not necessarily win another title? Let's not say win another title. Let's say, which of those three do you trust the most to have prolonged success?
Well, you're really just talking about between Dunleavy and Posey, because Lynch has had success.
Well, I'm gonna bite back on. I'm not considering Lynch having, I'm going to say he has not had sustained success.
How so?
They've made the playoffs 4 of 8 years.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to say that he hasn't, that's why I'm putting him in the group.
Well, the Warriors have made the playoffs.
But Dunleavy just took over.
So why
and
would
Posey just took over.
So why would I have more confidence in someone that I haven't seen do the job than someone I've seen help construct a roster that's been to two Super Bowls?
Just throwing an idea out there.
I would say Lynch. Lynch is the guy that I have the most confidence in.
Okay.
What about you?
Boy, that's a great question.
You're the one who asked it.
Like, that's a great question.
Now, what goes through your mind? Talk me through this process. How about that?
That's great. And 888-957-9570. Okay. Dunleavy. Well, you know what? Dunleavy, Posey, and Lynch all took over at kind of a down period. Dunleavy, it feels like Dunleavy was handed the worst, you know, he got the worst deck of cards, if you will.
Dunleavy?
Yeah. But the reality is he didn't, because you know, he inherited a team with Steph Curry. So, and as for Lynch, Shanahan's a part of it. See, that's the part where Lynch, for example, if you're not a Kyle Shanahan fan, then you have the right to look at Lynch and say, well, until Shanahan is replaced, Lynch isn't going to have success as a general manager, or is never going to win the big one, let's say. But, I mean, do you think the 49ers have had prolonged success under Lynch and Shanahan since they started?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
All right.
I mean, they also inherited a pretty bad team. A bad state of the franchise.
They did.
You know, I think that's been...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's what's been remarkable about Posey right. So far is he's inherited, at least coming into the season, people felt like the franchise was in a bad state. Now you look around and you actually see some of the pieces where, you know, he was able to build off of that and he had to get a couple of guys, but he's turned the franchise in the proper direction. Dunleavy probably inherited the best state of the franchise, but the most difficult task of the three, because his job comes with a standard and an expectation recently removed from titles. Posey doesn't have that, even though he won them as a player, but as an executive, it's been over 10 years now since they won a World Series. The Niners, they had been to Super Bowls, but they'd never gotten over the top. So Lynch hasn't, by looking at their predecessors, Lynch hasn't failed. Like, Dunleavy has got the hardest job, I think, to live up to, because the guy he's replacing helped construct the dynasty.
Could you make a case that before, when Posey took the job, that he inherited the worst situation?
I think the Niners were in a worse place than the Giants.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Posey's the guy that's sticking out for me a little bit. And the reason is because he's done a lot in a short period of time. And I'm not really sure how he did it. But he's managed to do some things that the organization has not done in a long period of time. So, to me, Posey is off to a phenomenal start. And, you know, his whole act, his whole classy persona, I think that matters. I think he has set a tone. Like, I think Posey set a tone for the organization that, you know, Mike Dunleavy hasn't set for the Warriors. Now, maybe he didn't have to, because they had a culture already established, but I'm starting to think Posey might be the one
that you have the most faith in.
Yeah.
So
and the reason it's not Dunleavy is because I do think his task right now is harder than Posey's. Right now, after Dunleavy got Butler and Posey got Devers, I think the Warriors are still in a tougher position, let's say.
Well, yeah, because like I look at Posey already won this year. What's the one thing the Giants haven't been able to do? Is secure a big name or a big hitter.
Right.
He got that within 365 days of being hired for the job. Like, I think we all believe they can go on and make the postseason this year. But if they don't, or God forbid injury hits them, or something happens where they miss the playoffs, Posey's already won. Like, this season is a success because you've acquired Rafael Devers. Or is that going too far for you?
Yeah, maybe a little. Like, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yes, I think the move for Devers was obviously a good move, but if for whatever reason things would fall apart, I think it would really damper the enthusiasm. Now, I think there's a scenario in which maybe things don't go great this year, they don't make the playoffs, but then next year they're fine. But I think it would leave, I think Giants fans view the Devers acquisition as, we're going to the playoffs. This team is good enough to go to the playoffs, and we're going. So if they don't, I do think there's going to be a lot of disappointment.
You think it's because they were already looking like they were good enough to get to the playoffs before they got him?
Yeah, and because to me, Posey sending a message to everybody that, you know, we're getting Devers because I don't want to be a middling team. I want to be a playoff team. And I think a lot of people view Devers as the guy who can push him. I forget who said it. Smoltz. They've gone from a wild card team to a playoff team.
And I know that's Bowden. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But yeah, that's the way I feel about the Giants. Before Devers, you know, might be the third wild card. And now with Devers, they've got to make the playoffs. I don't care how.
See.
Or what spot.
I don't look at it like that. Like, to me, like, this is year one.
Right.
Year one. And I know they're ahead of schedule, but I don't look at it like if they miss the playoffs, it's a failed season. I just don't.
But
you've put together a core. You still got young guys coming up. You've set this franchise in the proper direction. I think there's already been a lot of wins a part of this season that have nothing to do with the playoffs. It'll be disappointing. I'm not saying fans will be unhappy. There's no doubt about that. But like, we didn't know where the Giants were going. They've been a 500 team for 3 years, and they've had no sense of direction, culture, identity, and it feels like they've found all of that, and we're right up against the halfway point of the season. Like, that to me that's pretty impressive. And I do think Posey is a big reason why that's happened. Now, my theory for why someone would have more faith in Posey than Dunleavy or Lynch, to me, the conversation would be between Posey and Lynch. But it's because of the player that he was. Because he's still closely removed from being a player. And he's a Hall of Fame talent. Not in yet, but probably will be one day. But it's because people have faith in Buster Posey, the catcher. And now that gets transferred to Buster Posey, the executive. Like, I think you got a crush on this guy. But I think your crush stems from when he was in uniform.
It actually doesn't.
Why?
I mean, part of it, well, okay. Well, I've watched Buster Posey his whole career, and I love him.
Yeah, but like
I love his demeanor.
The way he acts, the way he is, that all matters.
Right, I think it does too. And I think Buster Posey, I don't know how he does it, but, you know, he has the respect as a player, but there was always something more to him than just a player. We all knew that. He was, you know, a great guy, great family man, class act, understated, you know, all those great things. So I would think, to my way of thinking is, you know, like when he came in after Farhan, I didn't expect things to change this rapidly. And he did it, like he signed Adames. And then he traded for Devers. Like, Those are the two biggest names, and I get Adamus is struggling, but those are the two biggest names this franchise has had in a while.
Well, they signed Blake Snell last year.
I know, but
they signed Matt Chapman last year.
But Snell was never going to be a mainstay on this team.
Yeah, but he's a better player than Adamus.
Right. But what I'm getting at is they've now got more established good players than they've had in a while.
See, I think
and they're going to be here for a while.
Well, I do think that the Devers deal makes you feel a lot better about Adamus. Like, beforehand, it was... Well, I don't know. I wasn't that huge on the deal, but I understand why he did it. You know, Adamus is the biggest contract the Giants have ever given out and all the rest. And it's like, yeah, but that doesn't really matter until you have the big fish, which to me is the biggest win that he's... That's Posey secured this season. They're 10 games above 500. Their biggest win was on, what was it, June 15th. that was their biggest win. And you know what? They lost that day because they lost to the Dodgers. That's their biggest win. And that's why no matter what happens this season, I'm looking at this as a plus. Like, this is year one.
Yeah, but boy.
And it's like you're already holding him to to the standard that he set as a player. That's why, again, I think that there's faith in that the moves that he's made and the results that they've produced so far are just going to lead to the playoffs, and they're going to win in the playoffs. And I think it's because that's all that Posey did when he played for the Giants.
Posey won the Rookie of the Year, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And like that's kind
of... Posey's first two full seasons, he won Rookie of the Year, MVP, and two World Series.
And here's... But this is what I'm saying. It feels like he's going to win Rookie of the Year as an executive this year. You know what I mean? Like I think I'm more optimistic about the Giants, not because of Posey's playing career, but because of what he's already done in a short period of time.
Like, well, he hasn't done anything yet.
Okay.
Well, according to you, he's got to make the playoffs.
I know, but what I'm saying is this organization was in flux. He signed Matt Chapman.
Extended him.
Re-signed. Extended. He got Adamus here, and he got Devers here. Like, they're building a foundation for what looks like a pretty good team. They've never, like, they haven't done that. They didn't do that under Farhan Zaidi. Right? So, that's why I'd be more optimistic about Posey. It's because he's like, you know, it's like he's a rookie, and he's hitting 400 halfway through the season. And I think the long term looks better now with Posey, because in a short period of time, he's already proven that he can make some moves.
He's proven that he can. If you want me to play devil's advocate, he's proven that he can spend money and that someone will take his money. Like, what have I told you in 4 years the Adamus deal is looking horrible?
Then I need to see what happened in the you know, this year and then in the next three. You know what I mean?
But like giving out a big, and that's why I kind of think that there's like the standard from the prior regime really matters. Is you're right. Posey's gotten Chapman, Adamus, and now Devers. I think Devers is the one that matters. Chapman's is big, but like you're giving him so much praise only because it was someone before him that couldn't do that, that couldn't get someone to take their money. Or if he did, he failed a physical. This is Carlos Correa. Like, there isn't really a standard right now for the Giants, because they've been largely 500. They've been kind of middling. So I just feel like people are, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt, and you're assuming that what he did on the field is going to transfer to what he did in the front office.
That's a little, I'm saying...
Like, what he's done so far is he's built a pretty good club.
Right.
John Lynch has gotten the Niners to two Super Bowls.
Yes, he has.
And four NFC Championship games.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty hard to do.
Right, but, okay, what's before Adamus, what was the Giants' biggest free agent signing?
Before Adamus?
Yeah.
Well, Posey, right? Oh, no, it was the deal. Biggest free agent?
Right. See, that's
Pasta, was Johnny Cueto a free agent?
Yeah, Johnny Cueto was signed before the 2016 season.
That was probably the biggest
contract they had in franchise history up until that point.
Okay. But the
as far as a position player, it probably was Jung-Hoo Lee, to be honest.
Okay, right. And if you go back even before Farhan, like, that's never really been the Giants' MO, right? Outside of Bonds. But it's not because of the way Buster played. It's because of, to me, what he's done already in the last year that, yes, you're right, Farhan was not able to get it done. But it wasn't something that they hung their hat on. I'm talking about free agency. You know, even before Farhan Zaidi, they just didn't kind of do it that way. And also, I have to acknowledge the fact that for 5 years we've been talking about how guys don't want to come here, and regardless of how it's happened, they got three. They got three hitters in here: Chapman, Adames, and Devers. And we used to not get one of those guys, let alone three. That's kind of the way I feel.
I mean, Chapman was already here.
I know.
He convinced him to stay, but he was already here. Adames is looking like a big overpaid contract. He's great clubhouse guy, solid middle of the bat order occasionally, but that's not looking like a good contract. Like, to me, again, why this conversation drifts into a win for Posey is because of what he did 2 weeks ago and him acquiring something that has not, that has been void from the Giants franchise since, you could make a case, Barry Bonds. Like, that's the win to me. And that's why I would have faith in Posey in the future.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Pat and Scott. I'm going to get to you guys on the other side. But, you know, we're talking about the three Bay Area sports teams right now. The Giants, the 49ers, and the Warriors. They all got former players running their team. Two of them are Hall of Famers, Buster Posey and John Lynch. Which one do you trust the most to bring their franchise sustained success? Or would you say Lynch has already done it? 888-957-9570. Don't forget, Tiffany Hayes, Valkyrie's guard. She's going to join us around 12 o'clock. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.